Friday. I usually say what day of the week it is, Harry. You've never been on the stream with me before, and you may never be again.
Friday's the best day. Every day should be Friday. You can't have Saturday without Friday.
Right. And Harry Tynowitz is here, sitting in for Bill Leff, who is off today. He will be back on Monday. Bill and I will work a couple of days together. Then I will be off to get a knee replacement. Bill will be off to get a colonoscopy. And as you pointed out earlier,
hope they don't get those two confused.
Rich Lankoff has joined us. Rich, you've never had the pleasure of meeting a Harry Tynowitz before in person, have you?
Nor have I had a colonoscopy, so...
Really?
Neither.
You know, it just you seem pretty healthy, but it's just, you know...
Probably that's
we could schedule
that
one right now on the stream.
Yeah.
You lose a couple pounds. I come from a family of lawyers. My dad's a lawyer. My brother's a lawyer.
Wow.
Going to see the bar show tonight. Lawyers singing and dancing.
Oh, sure.
Nothing
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
What?
The lawyers do a talent show every year since 1920.
That's right, yeah.
Are you doing anything in this, Rich?
No, hell no. I've got no talents aside from coming to your show once in a while. And
So really, they sing and they dance and they do...
They write all the material.
Are they performing? They sing. Your family in it?
My brother Danny is in it, wow, for like the 18th time. And there's several really talented people.
What's the theme this year? Do you know? I don't remember.
It is... They always do like a play on words.
Yeah, like... Hamilton or something.
Shamilton was the Hamilton one.
Yeah, a couple of years
it's,
ago.
It's something with the word Sue. I'll have it in several seconds for you. But it's lawyers.
I didn't know they had such a talented group of people.
They'll do a parody of, they'll do a song about Rahm Emanuel. They'll do a song about Trump. They'll do something about, like, you know, Betsy DeVos.
Oh, okay.
They'll take people that were in the news. And in January, they work on this all year. January, they work on what's happening in January, and each month goes like that. And then at the end of the year, they take the best stuff. And last year, everything was written with Hillary winning the election.
Oh, my God.
And then she lost, so they had to, like, rewrite everything.
So this one, I found it. It's, are you ready? Much to sue about nothing.
See?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
see?
So here's the
have logo. You been to one of these to watch?
I've never been, what? But what? Now that I know that there's
how do
so
you,
much.
How do you not, like, don't you have friends?
I try to separate my entertainment with my law, you know, people.
Well, Rich Lankoff is one of the Bryce Downey and Lankoff. I don't know which one. You're an attorney. You're doing Legal Face-Off. That is at WGN Plus, one of the podcasts. Who do you do that with again?
I do that with Christina Martini.
Oh, that's right. I knew it was a drink.
Yes, exactly.
you guys are really very fascinating to me. I love a lot of the podcasts we have here, and I love all this legalese. It's great we have you scheduled today because Michael Flynn earlier today, and I got to ask you this because you're an attorney. He pleaded guilty, not pled guilty, right? Which is it? Because someone corrected me.
Pleaded guilty.
See?
Yes.
I think that's right. You wouldn't use the past tense. Like, if someone was hanged, you don't say hung. This legalese is kind of
so.
Crazy.
Yeah,
all right,
sure
he pleaded guilty.
Hanging. But yeah, he pleaded guilty
to one count
of lying to the FBI.
Were there more counts that were up against him? Plenty.
Yeah, I mean, he was being investigated for a variety of charges. We think, you know, a lot of that we don't know, but the conventional wisdom that was that he was being investigated by Robert Mueller, the special counsel, for a variety of things involving Russia and some of his own private dealings. So the fact that he was charged is significant. And the fact that it's one count is significant for obvious reasons. I think the most important thing when it comes to whether Trump is in trouble because of this is the first time we're seeing someone charged for behavior that is involving the administration. Remember, Paul Manafort was charged.
Right.
But that was, you know, for his own private dealings. Now we're seeing someone charged for actions while they were employed by the administration in a very high position, which is a very significant fact. So, you know...
Listen, I'm not out to get Donald Trump, but if Donald Trump is not doing things right, he shouldn't be in office. There are many opinions that I have that I don't think he's presidential and don't think he should be in office. But if he's doing illegal, wrong things, he should not be running our country.
No question. I mean, and this is, I think, only the tip of the iceberg, right? So the fact that he pled guilty and is facing now up to 5 years in prison, that's the maximum sentence for lying to the federal government.
This is Michael Flynn.
Michael Flynn. There's more to come. I mean, it's likely that he struck a deal, and, you know, generally you strike a deal when you're going to prosecute people up in the stream, not down in the stream. So there's only people above him that are in jeopardy, in my opinion.
So he can do less time in prison if he's, you know, outright, if he become, you know, if he comes out and says, hey, this is what happened.
If he starts singing like a canary.
And,
exactly.
And also, you know, if I'm him, you know, it wasn't my idea. I was doing what my boss told
right.
me.
Right.
Exactly true. So to your earlier point, for sure. I mean, if he sings, the louder he sings and the more people he implicates, the greater reduction in his sentence will occur. Today was just the, you know, entry of the plea. At some point, some are saying as early as 3 months from now, he will be sentenced. And the degree to which he cooperates, he's already cooperating, but the degree to which he implicates others will determine how long he serves in jail.
And he was Trump's main security guy, right?
He was his national security advisor as recently as 10 months ago. I mean, he was.
And he was fired by Donald Trump, correct?
Correct.
Is that because maybe he knew that there would be some issues and like kind of getting rid of the paper trail? You're getting rid of the person trail.
Yeah, of course, Trump didn't say this at the time. He, you know, commended him. What Trump said at the time was that he fired him for basically lying to the vice president
about
the discussions. But now the White House is already, as you can predict, distancing themselves from him and saying, which is true, actually, that Flynn was an Obama hire. He was. He wasn't the national security advisor. And, you know, there wasn't these discussions with Russia at the time. But, you know, the White House is already blaming this on the previous administration.
All right, I just don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, you've got this is the first guy that's like caught. This is the first guy that's in court. He's saying, "Yeah, I did it." You know, I mean, I get my entire legal knowledge from watching Law and Order.
And, as do I, actually. Strangely enough,
that's a little scary. But I mean, he's going to spill as much as he can and serve as little time as he can. If this were a movie, conspiracy theories would say that someone's going to try to off this guy.
Yeah, I mean,
oh my God, I didn't even think of that.
He better watch his back for maybe, you know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders late at night, something like that.
I think all people should.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. But
you say this jokingly, but really there's some truth to this, isn't there? Is he going to have security on him?
If it was a movie, that would be a great storyline, you know, maybe send Ivanka or someone. But, yeah, no question, this is, I think, only the beginning. You know, Mueller is a very effective prosecutor. That's why he was appointed. Remember, special prosecutors, special counsels, their job is to convict people. Their job is to arrest people. So this is only the beginning. I think he has successfully put Flynn in a position to implicate people above him.
May I ask you this, Rich Lankoff? Do you think that this is starting to unfold now since we do have Mike Flynn that has been charged with something? Is the special counsel about ready to start wrapping up what's going on? Or does this – that doesn't indicate it. I mean, it just could be heating up.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it could take, you know, months. It could take years
longer.
It just depends on how much more investigation there is to come. I think the fact that – Flynn was charged this early, it's relatively early in the case, is a sign that they are moving fairly quickly. But it's also a sign that there's a lot of evidence. There is a lot of evidence that there was these discussions, and more importantly, there was efforts by the White House to cover it up.
We just had the WikiLeaks thing with his son-in-law,
right.
Jared Kushner. I mean, son-in-laws, I don't see them like turning state evidence. But, you know, at some point, he's going to be put, you know, on the stand. He's going to be put on trial, right?
Yeah, no question. I mean, you see people do strange things when the alternative is, you know, life or a significant period of time behind bars.
Yep.
So while it might seem strange for a son-in-law to flip on, his father, especially if his father-in-law is the president, man, you know, between that and time behind bars, I think we'll see a lot of people flip.
You just said if this is a made-for-TV movie, this should be a made-for-TV movie. Right. The whole thing that's going on should be a made. It's a bad made-for-TV movie.
The one that won all the Grammys last year, the best thing on TV was the OJ story.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that was great. It had every angle.
All right. We are running out of time, but I wanted to talk about this. Matt Lauer, Bill and I were talking about this. It was kind of a shock to me to hear this, although when this was released, a lot of people weren't that surprised. We were also talking about it used to be there would be some kind of charge. Someone would be removed from their position while an investigation took place. But now, if there is any ounce of sexual harassment or sexual anything, these people have just been fired on the spot, like no judge, jury, or executioner. They're just done. How can this happen?
Yeah, it's tough. And that goes to the central, I think, difficulty with this whole situation. On the one hand, I think we all want to be sensitive to the accusers and supportive and operate in workplaces where there is zero tolerance of such behavior. On the other hand, I think there's due process implications, as you mentioned, when you don't afford people a chance to defend themselves against allegations like this.
And Bill had said that the allegations were probably mounting pretty quickly, where the network said, this is it. This looks like it's really legit. We're going to bail on this right now.
And if anybody would know about mounting, it would be Matt
Lauer.
Oh,
good Lord.
I mean, NBC said that they conducted an intensive investigation over 36 hours. And even though this was the first example in 20 years of Matt Lauer doing that, their investigation led to some other allegations. And that was enough in their judgment to fire him. I agree with you. If I was Matt Lauer, again, he's a creep, right? I mean, there's no question that what he did was ridiculous and beyond the pale. But you know, these are accusations. They're not evidence.
But he did say that a lot of these things that have been reported are accurate. Some are fabricated enough to where I'm ashamed and embarrassed.
Yeah, listen, I mean, I think the automatic lock behind your desk of the door is probably step one to you being fired. I think that in and of itself is probably, you know, a big red flag. But yeah, I mean, I think you touch on what a lot of people are grappling with, which is, there's not a lot of due process involved in firing someone so quickly on the basis of allegations. Again, we understand that these are serious allegations and you want to support the accusers, but there's got to be some balance between that and affording people a chance to defend themselves.
Although most of the people who have been fired immediately have admitted to it in some way, shape, or form. I think Jeremy Piven has completely denied everything, and there's
and his show is still on. You know, I mean, you know, Netflix canceled last season of House of Cards. So they're trying to rewrite it. Yeah, Ridley Scott is reshooting scenes from his movie before it comes out in a few weeks to get rid of Kevin Spacey. But yeah, Jeremy Piven, the show is still on, and he's still saying I didn't do anything.
But is that because he says he didn't do anything, and that there's no glaring evidence to prove otherwise? Because these other people have pretty much, Louis C.K., yeah, I did that stuff. Even Matt Lauer to an extent, yeah, it's things I should be ashamed of. Al Franken, yep, I didn't know I made people feel badly. So is it because Jeremy Piven is not?
I think the Jeremy Piven situation is simply because a couple things. I think a lot of that news got lost in the other news, so I think people aren't as focused on him. And I think that because there's only, I mean, it's crazy to say, but it's like based on the number of accusers, right? I mean,
I guess,
with some of these other people, with Matt Lauer, it's so much more newsworthy, number one, and there are multiple accusations. I think if you're someone who is just accused by one person, as crazy as that sounds, that's getting less attention than others.
Remember when Brian Williams lied?
Those are the good old days.
Right, right.
So is he calling them back going, listen, I may have lied about military things, but come on, hire me back.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a different era when people were getting fired from the news simply because they lied about alleged service or alleged war reporting.
Yeah. Right.
Those were the good old days when times were simpler, you know, 12 months ago.
So another thing Bill mentioned, which I know you can't really answer, but it's just something to think about, as Matt Lauer is reporting on all these sexual escapades going on with other people, is he sitting there as he's doing the interview going, wonder if this is, if my story is going to break. God, I hope this doesn't get out.
It's amazing. I mean, what could Matt Lauer have been thinking when he was sitting there grilling Bill O'Reilly
right.
and using the words, when it's someone at the top of the news department who's earning all this money, how can you stay in your job? I mean, how do you utter those words?
I know.
While, you know, knowing what you know about your own behavior over the course of so many years. I mean, it's just, it's the height of hubris. It just shows that these people are on a different plane. I mean, you guys are massive celebrities, I know, but you don't you don't think the same way some of these people think that you can get away with this. I mean, how do you think that as Matt Lauer, who's the highest paid person in news, could drop your pants? I mean, how do you think over the course of years that can happen?
Yeah, you think you could afford a belt.
Yeah. Get some suspenders.
Right. Larry King, I'll sell you something.
All right, Rich, what do you have coming up on the next edition of Legal Face-Off on WGN Plus?
We've got all this news. We're covering the Rick Pitino story. Rick Pitino is now suing the University of Louisville for releasing him, for firing him in the wake of the scandal involving multiple scandals with Rick Pitino. So we're covering that.
I don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
He's the head basketball coach. Was the head basketball coach at Louisville. He's one of the greatest college basketball coaches of all time.
And what's going on with him?
His assistant coaches were giving kids large sums of cash. And
just being friendly.
Yeah. Sadly, it happens. You know, Cam Newton, who's one of the greatest quarterbacks in the NFL, he got a lot of cash. His dad got a lot of cash.
To keep them at the school? Is that what it is?
To attract recruits, to get them to play for the university. And they were also bringing in prostitutes to entertain the recruits. So lots of that kind of stuff.
That's Ole Miss, Mississippi.
Wasn't that old.
Mississippi today got 2 years suspension from going to a bowl game because their old coach last year, when he was out recruiting players, was using his cell phones to get escorts over for him.
Judy Pilak has joined us. What is wrong with men? Can I just say that?
If we knew, we wouldn't have all these problems.
Women should be running everything because there wouldn't be these problems.
And what is Rick Pitino thinking?
Rick Pitino.
What, is he claiming that he didn't know about it?
Yeah.
Oh, he's claiming he passed
coach.
A lie detector.
He's the head coach, but he didn't know about it.
Right, right.
And his son, by the way, is the head coach at Minnesota now.
Little Pitino? Petit Pitino?
And you know, when it comes to like Matt Lauer, it's just incredible. It's almost criminal. It's like criminals who think they'll never get caught. That's how I think of those people now.
Yeah?
They did it just out there. And then they're interviewing people, like you said, asking the same questions. Well, I think because they think like criminals.
And can I just throw something else out there? From my understanding of this Matt Lauer thing, a woman he was with became unconscious at some point. And again, allegedly, a secretary was asked to get her some assistance. In a weird way, I feel the secretary should be charged because this isn't like someone was unconscious. To me, that is like there should be some charges filed that they didn't get.
But you don't know, maybe she did say something. Because there are women who claim that they told NBC executives about
but
this
what about
years ago. And
calling the
nothing.
Police, you know? And I guess women are scared of losing their jobs.
Yeah, and it speaks to the whole culture of, you know, whether you can really fight people who are at the apex of your organization. I mean, Matt Lauer was like the most powerful guy there, so hard to do. But yeah, there's definitely some criminal liability for some of these actions.
What percentage of people in law school now, men and women, are going to become lawyers so they can make a difference? And what percentage are saying to themselves, man, there's so much, you know, stupidity out there, I'm going to profit greatly off this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely having that. A lot of this has that effect on lawyers and prospective lawyers. I think a lot of it brings a really bad reputation to the legal side of it, especially when you see people, you know, who are defending both sides of this issue. We've seen examples of that. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's just a bad look all the way around.
Every occupation has got a couple of nutheads.
Yeah.
Like, who even wants to touch it? No pun intended.
Right.
Yeah. Judy's dirty. All right, we're going to take a break.
We're in blue again. Hi,
we'll
Judy.
Come back with Judy Pilak's news. Rich Lankoff, thank you very much for stopping by. You can find him Legal Face Off at WGN Plus, and if you need an attorney at law, Bryce Downey and Lankoff, follow him. Where are you? Twitter everywhere. What are
all
we?
All that stuff. Sure.
All right.
Facebook,
thank you.
Twitter. Thank you guys very much.
All right. Quick break. Back with Judy's news here on the Stream of Consciousness on WGN. Boy, I'm thinking of all these news people giving headlines that gives new meaning to the word headlines. I never really thought about that till you said it, Jude. Thanks.
Hello.
Gotta go.
Have a good weekend.
You too, guys.
All right, Harry Tynowitz, you and I were talking about this off the air, and I'd like to discuss it on the air at this point.
My daughter, Lucy, your teenagers are how old?
Two boys, 14 and 18.
All right, my daughter is 16. She's a junior at Evanston High School, and my son is 12. Lucy is doing very well, knock on wood, in the Japanese class. She's been taking Japanese since she's a freshman in high school.
Oh, good for her.
And
I hear that's very difficult.
Oh, it's very difficult. And I remember telling her about how I wish I had stuck with Spanish, that it's a much more practical language to learn, that there's going to be many people that you'll come in contact with and you'll want to be fluent in Spanish instead. You know, Japanese, that's what I'm interested in. And, you know, I love the culture. I love animation. And, you know, it's just like this noble, wonderful culture. And I get to go to Japan if I stay with it and get good grades. So now, 2.5 years later, she's one of 20 kids flying to Japan.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. You know,
first time away from home without you guys?
Well, it's out of the continent. Yeah. You know, she's been... For a number of reasons, I haven't gotten to take my kids as, you know, all over, you know, like I got to go when I was young. But
you went to a lot of places when you were young?
Yes. I was very, 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 very lucky. We would, my dad was friends with a guy that owned a hotel in Miami Beach. And so we got to go there every year at the holidays to Miami Beach. We didn't want to, but we're Jewish. And if we didn't, you know, there would have been like hell to pay. But Lucy has been, you know, because of her activities, band took a trip to Washington, D.C., and she's made nationals in debate both
awesome.
Years. She's been
what
Dallas.
An overachiever.
Yes.
She's
really.
Your daughter?
We're trying to find out who the real dad is. And when she went to Louisville for the debates, I hope Rick Pitino wasn't anywhere near. But when she went to Louisville for the debates, my wife was so nervous, and she was in Louisville, Kentucky. You know, she was like five
it's
hours
still
away by
away
car.
From the homestead.
Right. And there were kids that got in trouble on the trip. And I remember when I was in high school and we took a trip to Wisconsin and, you know, two kids got sent home because they were smoking pot. And, you know, I'm a little concerned flying to Japan, and the Japanese teacher's been like on 20 of these trips, and he's awesome, and we love him. But just the nature of kids, you know, I'm worried that they're going to like, you know, are your kids like this, that they'll be like, you know, texting, and they'll get out of the car, and they won't like look where they're going, and you're like, hey, look both ways, we're in a parking lot.
They're actually better than adults, because I think adults are the ones, we're new to the texting, so we don't pay as much attention as we should. Kids are used to it.
Okay, well,
And I have to tell you a couple of things. Michael, who is 18 now, as your daughter Lucy took Japanese, mm-hmm. Michael decided to take Latin, and I'm like, why would you take Latin? Unless you're going to be a doctor or the Pope, there's really no reason for you to know Latin. And he loved it, and it has actually helped him with ACT tests and other languages, the roots of everything. And he did not go to Latin America because of taking Latin. He went to Ireland with choir.
Ireland?
They just went to Ireland, and it was a whirlwind trip. He was a junior, and I was freaking out because this kid has never really been anywhere away from me. I was reluctant to let him go, and he's like, Mom, everyone else is going. It was a pretty decent deal. So I said, yeah, go. And I couldn't believe I actually let go. He went clear across the country, sang at these amazing cathedrals and churches and places of all different kind, community centers in Ireland. They landed. He's a redhead. He landed on St. Patrick's Day in Dublin. I mean, I had to let him go.
That's awesome.
Can I tell you what saved me? And I hope this happens with Lucy. The school has something, and again, the teacher had taken many of these trips to many places. There's an app that you can get that you can see everything that's going on. Like if they say, meet down at this place for dinner in 10 minutes, And then that way I would get these texts as well, and I never saw, where's Michael McInerney? So I figured everything was good.
Oh, that's so cool. You know, there's a way to, like, track them via pictures, but I'd love to get the app as, like, what's happening right now.
Right. It's like they, the teacher actually said, sign up for this app. We're doing it with our group so they can reach out to all the students saying, we're meeting in the lobby of this hotel at 7:30 because we have a 7:50 appointment. Be there. And then you see all this going on, and it makes you feel better. Plus, in the day and age of FaceTime, texting, and calling, you're fine.
Well, you know, we wanted to, like, you know, ask parents of kids that have traveled or are about to travel, you know, for your stories, be they good or bad. And we tell Lucy that we're not, we trust her. We don't trust the other kids.
Yeah, that's how I
You know, there's 20 kids going. We know three of them very well. And the other, you know, 16, we have no idea. And the other night we're having dinner, and I don't know how it came up, but Lucy said that two of her friends smoke cigarettes. And my wife just, stop. Everybody put your forks down. But there's meatloaf and mashed potatoes on the table. And she, like, grilled her. Like, who are your two friends that smoke cigarettes? And, like, Lucy wouldn't give it up. You know, and I felt like I was, like, in an interrogation, you know, down at the police station. And that's just over, like, cigarette smoking. So I don't worry about my daughter doing something dumb
right.
or getting people to follow her. I worry about Lucy getting caught up in a moment and going with other kids because they think that they've got such a good idea and that backfires.
312-235-2525 is the number to call us on the stream. I was worried about that too. My son Michael is a pretty good kid. He doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't do drugs. I'm happy.
He's adamant.
I'm happy for that, but I'm a little surprised that he hasn't had a drink.
I think it skips a generation.
I think so, too. And yet there were some kids that were going to Ireland that I knew had had some alcoholic beverages in the past. I will also reassure you, Harry, that these kids are not going to mess with it because they really, truly will be sent home. And this is like the coolest deal that they've ever had in their life. And there are chaperones and there are teachers and they will not mess it up.
Can you imagine getting sent home, like, from a once-in-a-lifetime trip like Japan?
It has happened. And I don't know if it's happened, but when you go to the family meeting, the parent meeting mm-hmm. before your kids go, the teachers say it has happened. So maybe it hasn't, but they scare you into going, you know, when you get home then you talk to your kid and you say, listen, if you screw up and you get sent home from this, you're not going back, ever.
Have you ever been a host family? Have you ever hosted
no.
a kid from another country?
I can barely take care of my kids. Why would I let someone else into my house?
Hey, quick, have some soda.
You have?
Yeah, we hosted a wonderful young girl, Nami, from Japan earlier this year.
How cool.
And she impacted our whole family. She was just so great. And my daughter was right when she talked about their culture. It is such a respectful, sharing culture and
way different than Americans.
I mean, Nami was just like, she came in with a smile and she left with a smile. And
did she know much English when she arrived here?
Yes. And I feel like that's another thing. I mean, that's not even getting into the, like, that won't get her arrested. You know, Lucy can speak Japanese, but, like, I wonder if she'll be as good as Nami was at speaking English. Because Nami was great. You know, because I'm...
Not everyone can be Nami.
Not everyone can be Nami. And, like, you know, I'm the dad, and I'm trying to, like, you know, talk to her. And, you know, I become an idiot when I try to talk, you know, to someone in their native tongue. You know, because I'm telling her, you know, they're like, okay, take, you know, think of fun things to do with you know, the person you're hosting. So, like, the first day, Lucy took her to the Shedd Aquarium and to Geno's East. And she, you know, wanted to, we live up in Evanston, so she, like, took her to Old Orchard, you know, and shopping. And
that's a tourist attraction,
right?
Old Orchard.
And we talked about it. We got Blackhawk tickets, you
wow.
know, because, you know, that's, like, a cool, really cool thing to go to a Blackhawk
yeah.
game. And, you know, I'm explaining the game to Nami, and I think if I talk slower, then she'll understand English.
Right.
Like, what is that?
I know.
What a moron, you know? And, but, you know, and there's three forwards and two defensemen, but the goalie makes all the saves.
Did you talk louder, too?
Yes, louder and slower.
Slower.
Does nothing. In the meetings I go to, though, it helps.
But seriously, you shouldn't worry. And then, like, my other son, Dylan, has not traveled anywhere, and he's just a different kid. And he did do, like, a Washington, D.C. with his eighth grade trip, and I worried about him getting in trouble. He didn't. Some other kids filled a tub up with Jell-O while someone was in it or something.
That's great. That's funny. That's wonderful. There's no back seat of a patrol car.
Right.
There's no, you know, emergency room.
I don't think you have to worry.
Again, we're not worried about her. We're just worried about, you know, other people.
Guilt by association.
Yeah, and my wife, who's a wonderful person, is a bit of a control freak.
So am I. I get it. Wendy's are control freaks.
Why is that? Why would someone name their kid, Jasmine, why would someone name their kid Wendy if they know they're going to be a control freak?
It comes with the name. It's Peter Pan, and the men we marry never grow up.
Jeez.
That's why we're control freaks.
I guess so. You piss me off. You're going to go be on the label of a peanut butter jar the rest of your life, Peter.
Aww. Smooth or chunky.
Right. Well, at the beginning of the marriage, it was smooth. So, you know, we think Lucy will be fine, but, you know, it's a lot. It's not like going to Louisville for 3 days for the debate.
Right.
You know, it's Japan. And the girl that stayed with us was here for a week. Lucy's classmates and her will be going to Japan for 2 weeks. 1 week with the host family and 1 week where they're like traveling around Japan.
But as a group.
As a group.
So you have nothing to worry about. The school would not allow these trips to keep happening if something went terribly awry anytime.
Right. And I've been, you know, I went to the meeting and they said, look, you know, this is a culture where, you know, less is more. You know, you're not making a music video. You know, dress like you would not dress to come to school. You know, you know, don't have the torn jeans, the ripped jeans. And, you know, they told him, you know, this is a great country, you know, wonderful people, you know, be respectful. The teacher said, this reflects on me. Don't screw it up because I'll bounce you because, you know, I love taking kids over there. But just, you know, it's so far away. It's like another land.
I couldn't believe I survived with Michael being in Ireland. I really couldn't. Again, that app helped and that you can talk to the teachers about because, again, they have to keep track of their students. And I kept looking, where's Michael McInerney? Is he being singled out? You know, we can't find the crazy redhead. You know, then I would have worried.
Well, he's not on the app, but if you come watch CNN right now, you'll see him.
And then, you know, I was worried about Michael going away to college. He was going to go to Belmont, Nashville, and I might have made the decision that I didn't know that he was 100% ready. So he's at COD right now, College of DuPage. He was very mad at me, but I didn't feel he was ready. He claims I just didn't want him to go away to school. I was okay with it because of that trip to Ireland.
Awesome.
So you need to let Lucy go. And again, this is way better that it's supervised and chaperoned because college is going to be a whole other thing.
Oh, right. And the kids and the kids that are the ones that have the strictest parents and the strictest set of rules are the kids that go crazy in college.
Why do you think I only made it one semester at ISU? And then I was home by Christmas.
Oh, man. What was that semester like, Wendy?
It's pretty fun from what I can remember.
I understand. Imagine spending 30 years in that condition.
Yeah, I can't. But I just know that it's hard to let go. I will give you that much. Because, you know, we've known each other a long time.
Long time.
And we've known each other before we had kids. And we've known each other before we were 100% responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's weird to be responsible for another human being or two.
And I wasn't responsible, you know, until like, you know, 7 years ago.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
You had moments of responsibility, right?
Yeah,
moments of clarity.
Sometimes they're forced. But I mean, like, you know, I wish you can't go back in time.
No.
All you can do is move forward. Although spouses, for some reason, they love to go back in time. You know, I just tell Lucy, I go, you know, I believe in you so much and I want you to have the best time and have the best time. But it's only natural, you know, that you would just, you know, be concerned. If she were going with her three best friends on a spring break trip,
I'd be more concerned.
To Padre Island. See, no, but I trust the other three girls. They would look out for each other. I don't know who else is on the trip. I'm sure it's going to be great.
But there are chaperones and teachers.
I don't know how many chaperones there are, but the one teacher is great, and there's a Japanese woman who is going with them back, you know, to her home country, and so I think they'll have an awesome time. But just while they're over there,
you're worried. I'd be more worried about the three in Padre Island.
No, definitely not. I'm more worried about my wife while my daughter is over there than I am about my daughter being over there.
It is the first of many tests to get you ready for college, and then you make them go to junior college and community college, so you don't have to let them go, really.
By the way, Belmont in Nashville, you know, guys in the NHL refer to Nashville as Nash Vegas.
I want to move to Nashville. Uh-huh. Spike doesn't know it yet, but Spike Odell, I'll be knocking at your door sometime soon. I wanted to go to Belmont University with Michael. We went. It's only like 9,200 students. It was like, when I went to college, I was able to go. My sister went to U of I. I didn't have the grades to get into U of I. Mm-hmm. My brother went to ISU. I got into ISU. So it wasn't, I didn't even know Columbia College existed, and I knew I wanted to be on the radio. I just was like, that was what our fit. You're going to U of I. Oh, can't. You're going to ISU.
Well, in Kansas, where I went, all you had to do was be able to stamp and seal an envelope.
Jimmy Mack went to Kansas.
Rock Chalk,
the
baby.
Jayhawks or whatever, yeah.
Or whatever.
I don't know.
The greatest basketball college of all time, Wendy.
I think my dad went to, he was a Jayhawk for a year or two.
Oh, how cool is that?
Wow. We have so many things in common, Harry.
Uh-huh. And then I ended up going to Columbia because I came back to Chicago and I was acting and going on auditions and I wanted to go to college and get my degree. And that's where I met Mr. Leff at Columbia College.
Look at that. And you stood up in his wedding. You were the best man.
I was the best man. I was responsible for bringing him socks because Bill didn't have socks on his wedding day.
Is this a joke?
No, he didn't have the man. The man forgot socks.
The man who gave him the tux?
He didn't have socks, Wendy. What do you want me to tell you? He didn't. I had to go like to CVS or somewhere and get him socks. And then Terry, you know, who's just this
lovely wife.
She's perfect. She's awesome, and every detail is about her is perfect. You know, and there's never a hair out of place. Their kids are wonderful.
Yeah.
And I've got this funny practical joke I'm going to do at their wedding where when I rented my tux, I also rented, besides the black bow tie, I got like a multicolored Peter Max bow tie.
Oh.
And so like 15 minutes before the ceremony starts, I go in to ask Terry, is everything okay? And I've switched now to the multicolored bow tie. And she didn't even notice it because she's like so locked in on the wedding. And I'm like, Terry, everything all right? Do you need anything? Can I get you anything? Anybody from your family need anything? Does your really, you know, beautiful sister need anything? And she's like, Harry, funny tie, funny bow tie. Yeah, whatever. Make sure Bill has socks.
Amazing. Well, you're going to be, I'm out from December 6th on until the end of the year. And I understand you're going to be sitting in with Bill Leff a couple of times, too.
It'd be great. I'm happy to do it.
So it's like a little reunion of sorts, and you can bring him some socks, will you?
Yes, I love being with Bill. And I was out with him for the first time in a long time the other night. It was just great being back with him. And I will bring him socks. And I heard you guys yesterday, I listen all the time, don't give your husband socks for a gift.
Yeah, we were trying to come up with ideas for men and socks and underwear.
Unless you can actually get a pair of socks that say, this is a horrible gift, then you can give him those.
That's a good idea. All right, well, we're going to wrap things up. As Bill likes to say, we're going to take a little commercial break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to close up shop. Bill will return to the airwaves here on WGN on Monday. We're going to work together Monday and Tuesday, and then I'm off Wednesday till the end of the year. I'm having a knee replaced, my second one, and Bill is having a colon replaced.
I don't believe that's how it works.
Oh, a colonoscopy. All right, well, close up shop. Next, it's Harry Tynowitz in for Bill Leff. Wendy Snyder on the stream, the bonus hour on WGN. Oh, my God, how much fun I had with one Harry Tynowitz.
Well, I want to thank you for being so generous with your show and Bill so wonderful. For
taking a day off.
Yeah, let me come here. There's a couple times I've listened that he was taking the day off.
No, not really.
If I can't be here, then listening to you is always wonderful, and I will be doing that all the time.
What a great guy you are.
I'll go on. And thanks to Jasmine for making it so easy to succeed.
She's the best. She's super the best. All right, Bill's back on Monday, and you'll be sitting in with him a few times, I understand, when I'm gone. You did a great job. Have a lovely holiday.
Thank you. You have a lovely...
I know it's so early that I'm saying that, but it's December 1st, you can say it now, right?
Right. I hope everything is okay with your knee.
Thank you very much. Harry Tynowitz, thank you. Bless you. And Bill's back. Have a great weekend, everyone. It is Friday, the best day ever invented. And thank you so much for listening.